I declaration for Eugene Lewis, EugeneLewis. Date of service is 9/19/2025. Date of accident is 3/24/2025. Date of service 9/19/2025. The patient presents for an evaluation. For his issues emanating from an accident on 3/24/2025, where he was rear-ended on a driver's side. No. Sorry, he was rear-ended. By a fire truck. I apologize. The history is that he was hit on a passenger rear side by an Uber driver while he was reversing out of the driveway. And other driver was speeding at a high speed on a street, leading to some mild headaches, dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back. With shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion, pain in the later on, the patient started having complaints of pain in the right shoulder as well and right elbow from 5/19/2025. He was complaining of not being able to lift his arm beyond 90 degrees. And he has been treated by a chiropractor, and he was referred by chiropractor to be treated around April of 2025. He was evaluated. MRIs were done. It was discovered that he has a broad-based disc herniation of L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, along with facet hypertrophy of L2-3 to L5-S1, leading to the cause of pain and shooting pains, as all the L3, L4, and L5 nerve roots and S1 nerve roots are compressed. In the cervical spine, there was a broad-based disc herniation at C5 and 6, C6, 7, and C7 and T1, along with facet hypertrophy. In the right shoulder, in the left shoulder, the MRI showed an arthritis, glenohumeral joint, along with acromial deltoid bursitis, arthropathy of the AC joint, supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinopathy, as well as tear of the posterior superior margin of the glenoid labrum. The patient so far has been complaining too much of pain, but he has not subjected for enough procedures. He comes when he wants. Many times he has missed his appointments. His shoulder injections were done on 7/25 and then 9/12/2025. He has had only one epidural injection so far, 7/25/2025. Today he is planning to have one more injection to the epidural. Facet joint injections have not been done. Cervical spine injections have not been done. The patient did report some relief from the previous injections. And currently, his pain level remains 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. He reports usually no relief at all, 10%. Among the ADLs, please mention that the general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep are affected 10, while walking ability and enjoyment of life affected to 8. In the system review, patient reports mild headaches, which are getting better, mild anxiety, only mild sleeping difficulty. No symptoms of TBI are reported. In the pain and numbness, the symptoms as reported in the history presenting illness are going on. pain in the left shoulder, neck and the lower back, mainly mid back. You're letting me know 7 to 9. No additional history is reported. Substance abuse, alcohol and marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 146 over 96, pulse 75, pulse oxygen 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 8-6-2025, dictation number 0816-041. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue LESI as advised to the patient. Special joint injection will be done at a later date. Patient is provided for pain relief Norco 10 over 325, one pill a day for 15 days. An EMG was ordered for the lower extremities and also upper extremities. Once it is available, further treatment adjustment will be made. Thank you.